Hi, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tina. Good. How are you?
Good. I was just following up. I saw that you filled out the website form, and it said, give me a call when you can. I may have another client. Were you wanting to refer someone to us? Or?
Oh, I was going to ask. Sorry, I just started eating lunch.
No, that's okay.
Well, my girlfriend's a real estate agent, and
okay.
I just didn't know if you guys, I know you guys mostly work with contractors, but I didn't know if you also worked with real estate agents, because, you know, that's another
absolutely
industry where people changes
yep
everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, to answer your question, we deal with every kind of industry across the board. But talking
okay
about real estate agents, this works very well because when someone types in realtor or homes for sale or different keywords regarding real estate, we make sure
yeah
that, you know, her specific, you know, realtor firm or her specific promotion would come up on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have clients that have had a lot of success with you guys through real estate?
Yes, absolutely. Does she have anything set up for the business? Because I know with a real estate agent, sometimes they don't do separate advertising yet for their what I'm trying to say is they don't do it for the firm. They do it to direct them people to their link exclusively, right? So is that
right
what she's looking to do, to just like kind of promote herself as a real estate agent?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Okay. So, what does she have set up for herself as of yet? Would she need like the website and the Facebook and the whole nine yards like you have, or?
She has Facebook and Instagram, and she has, like all the MLS kind of side of things, you know, like whatever, the Texas Real Estate Realtors Associate, all those kinds of things that are leads generating.
Okay.
Nothing's really optimized, or it's kind of all just been, I think she works mostly referral only, and I think, especially as things slow down, getting something that's more of a system in place would be a good idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this would work really good because what I would suggest for her is we would create the Google business page, but that would direct people to call her exclusively. So let's say she's with Keller Williams, for example, rather than them calling Keller Williams, they would call her name as a Keller Williams agent, you know, and we would direct everything to her. And then if there's any red tape involved with the real estate office or the franchise, most of them, there's not because they know that they have to do their own advertising, right? But if there is, we handle that for her on the back end. And then what we would do is we would create that Google business page directing to her. We would program her into all of the popular directories. Again, make sure that she has access from the mobile platform so that her promotion would come up through the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then since she already has the Facebook and the Instagram, absolutely we would start running the Facebook ads for her so that way she can start, you know, generating some jobs through the social media platform. And then if she needs, you know, a unique website that would point to her, we could, you know, help create that for her as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know I got the special promotion approved for you for the Tesoro pools. So if she wants to try it, I'll, you know, get that promotion approved for her real estate firm as well. So she would still get the $249 month to month with just the $49 setup fee.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. So Is it something you were gathering information for her, or are you thinking of getting started right away, or?
You know, I was kind of both, I guess. I called just because I was telling her how, you know, we did it with Pacific Plate, and I just signed up to do this. And then it just popped into my head because I know, you know, a lot of her leads are split with other agents because they kind of have deals on who does listings and who does buyings, and it just sucks to see, like, $8,500 go out to someone who just kind of handed her a phone number or whatever. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and she's awesome as an agent. Watching her work, she's very professional, so. I don't know. I just think that if we could get something more legit in place, she doesn't have to scramble as much, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly why this program works so successfully for real estate agents, because mm-hmm. let's say that she has a personal referral because she's so good at what she does, and someone says, hey, I already worked with her. Call her if you want to sell your home or list your home, for example. That's a mm-hmm. slam dunk. They're gonna call her right away because it's a personal referral, right? And there's a lot of credibility there.
Mm-hmm.
But if mm-hmm. somebody doesn't have a personal connection like that, what they're
right.
gonna do is just type into Google what they need, and this way she'll still come up on top, right? So it will create that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling for a potential client to actually call her prior, you know, to even picking up the phone and calling her, because she would have that extra online, you know, presence. Because oftentimes,
okay.
you know, even for a word of mouth referral, sometimes they'll still do a little bit of due diligence on the agent ahead of time. And now they'll see that she has a nice website pointing to her, you know, Facebook ads running. She's on all the popular directories, and all of that will solidify her in getting new real estate clients. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think also the thing that's nice, too, is you guys provide that tiny URL. That really helps
yep.
getting reviews consolidated, too. So
yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that helps. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll help.
Let me talk to her a little bit more. Do you have any current real estate agents who use you guys that would be willing to speak on your behalf? Because I'm trying to sell her on it, too, so.
Okay. Well, let me look into that, because I would have to find out through upper management and improved real estate at reference, meaning our real estate agents that use us, they're paying us to get their phone ringing and get more clients. They're not paying mm-hmm. us to take a referral call, right? But if
sure.
I do find that we have an approved reference in that category, I'll get back to you with that information, just so that she could feel more comfortable, because obviously I want her to be comfortable, but I do just have
yeah.
to kind of, you know, make sure that it's okay with, you know, one of our agents to take the call. And then if she wants to see some actual clients, they might not be in, you know, the real estate category, but we do have some approved references on our website as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that maybe, you know, since you're trying to sell her, you could kind of direct her there for now. And then once we find out, you know, if we have an actual agent she can call, then I'll get back to you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So as always, I enjoy talking to you, and have a great rest of your week, okay?
You too. Thanks, Tina.
Yeah, and you still have my number in case she has questions, or do you want me to send it to you again?
I probably have it somewhere.
I'll text it to you again. It's
yeah,
the same local splash number. It's just that I'm at extension 777. So when
okay.
she plugs that in, yeah, it'll come directly to my desk. But like I said, I'll text it to you just so you have it.
Okay. Thanks, Tina.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.